The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood, on the CBS Radio Network. The California drought has given a whole new meaning to the term dry wine. More after this from David Harris of AJC. The California drought has been a challenge to people who operate golf courses and build swimming pools, and of course to farmers, and in particular, winemakers, who have to figure out a way to grow grapes with less water and still satisfy their notoriously finicky customers. CBS's Chris Martinez reports the lack of water has forced some winemakers to resort to an old farming technique originated by the Indians.
At Tablas Creek Vineyard in Paso Robles, manager Jason Haas says he's now dry farming at least a third of the vineyard's grapes.
Dry farming is just a common way of saying farming without irrigation.
The grapevines rely solely on moisture in the ground from very limited rain.
And it's enough.
It's enough.
Winemaker Neil Collins says dry farming is improving his product.
There's more intricacies. It's more complex, I think.
And that complexity seems to be the key to making this work. What I'm noticing in perusing some of the wine websites is that wine growers see dry farming as an opportunity. Because beyond water conservation, it supplies another essential ingredient that every top-shelf wine must have. A story. When people buy a bottle of wine, they want a story on the label, and winemakers are giving them one.
Hello there. My name is Aurelio Montes, and I want to introduce you to our new product, the Montes Alpha range, which was made with dry farming, which means we are sustainable. We're using 65% less of the water needs than usually we used before.
Yes, thanks to the drought, now when you buy a bottle of California wine, you're not just enjoying an amusing vintage with a strong nose and notes of nectarine, lemon zest, and cantaloupe. You're saving the world. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.